Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Pierre Kimsey, sitting in for Eric Barnes. Joining us today is Bill Dries of the Memphis Daily News, Amos Mackey of the Commercial Appeal, and Jackson Baker of the Memphis Flyer. Let's start out with the Unified School Board, Bill. They did not renew the contract of Kreiner Cash.
Right. Kreiner Cash, the superintendent of the Memphis City School System, his contract runs out in August of 2013, about the time the school's merger is actually going to start. The board made that decision, but it still has to make a decision on what the process is going to be for selecting whoever becomes the superintendent. The board also voted down a motion to do a non-renewal of John Atkins' contract, the superintendent of the Shelby County School System. Atkins' contract runs through the first 2 years of the merger to August of 2015.
There's been some noise on the council, or some comments about the council, that it would indicate that there is a lot of support for Atkins, but is it really too early to tell that?
It's too early to tell. Certainly, the vote from this past week on both of these non-renewals was some indication of how things are going. But what I think it ended up deciding was that there weren't enough votes there to extend Cash's contract. Whether or not there are 12 votes, which is the majority needed to make Atkins the superintendent, I think is still in flux. It might not be after next week's meeting, where if they can decide on what the process will be.
Amos Mackey of the Commercial Appeal, there was a committee and the city council voted for a 1 cent gasoline tax. Tell me a little bit more about
Councilman
that.
Councilman Edmund Ford Jr. has proposed a referendum asking voters to levy a 1 cent per gallon gasoline tax. It would raise $3 million to $6 million. The funds would go to Memphis Area Transit Authority. This is the second tax-related referendum on the council's agenda. Councilman Shea Flynn has proposed a referendum asking voters to increase the local sales tax. So over the next 6 weeks or so, all of those issues will come to a head, and the council will decide whether or not to put those questions to voters.
Jackson, the county commission got involved in an unusual debate this week. Give us an idea of what that was about.
Well, everybody knows that the late Steve Jobs got a liver transplant here in Memphis. That was the work of Dr. John Eason, who heads the team at UT Methodist Transplant Institute. It's one of the more aggressive transplant operations in the country, and they're about to find their contours limited because the feds are imposing new restrictions. They're going to shrink the area of available organs to the Mid-South for Methodist Hospital, and whereas Vanderbilt, which is the rival of Methodist Hospital for transplant operations in this part of the country, has a much larger area. So Methodist is mounting a campaign to force the local Mid-South transplants to merge with Tennessee Donor Services, that covers the rest of Tennessee, or to get a waiver from the feds allowing them to do business with Tennessee Donor Services instead of the smaller Mid-South Transplant Institute to get organs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for this week. Thanks for joining us.